Frank Allen Interviews, starring Frank Allen.
Hello and welcome back to Frank Allen Interviews. My name is Frank Allen. I know we've been gone for a while, which is unfortunate, but we are back now and hopefully we'll be back fairly regularly from this point on. Now, I wanted to come back with a special and important show, but what I got is I got a superhero, which is good and interesting. You just heard him on guard duty, but here he is again in a slightly different body and persona, as it is, of course, a different day of the year. This is everyone's good friend and hero, Birthday Boy.
Hello, Frank Allen. I am Birthday Boy, the embodiment of the daily essence. It's wonderful to be on your show, and I'm very happy to be introduced to everyone on my birthday. It's so exciting. As the cosmic personification of birthdays, it's always my birthday, but that means it's always a time to celebrate. And it's good to pause from righting wrongs to come on your show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, like I said. So, Birthday Boy, tell me a bit about yourself.
I am the cosmic personification of birthdays, the embodiment of the daily essence.
Well, yes, no, you said that, yes. But what I mean is, you know, again, a little more detailed, descriptive language is what I was looking for this time.
But I am the essence of birthdays. I am everything that a birthday is. All the power and magic that goes into a birthday goes into me, and I go into the body of someone whose birthday it is, because of the whole birthday connection that we share. As the embodiment of the daily essence, they are part of me as part of that birthday.
Right, right. Okay, so let me, I just want to try to clarify what exactly you are, though. So you are a bodiless, formless entity, a mind of some sort?
I'm the embodiment of the daily essence.
No, I got that, but what I'm saying is, can you exist outside of a body? I mean, could you just be floating in space somewhere, or do you have to be in a body?
I am always in a body, because it's always someone's birthday. It's always someone's birthday right now. In fact, right now there's millions of people whose birthday it is.
No, right, I got that, but you're only in one of them.
But I embody all of them. All of them are in me, as I am in all of them.
Okay, no, sure. So you don't exist outside of a body?
I have no need to exist outside of a body, for I always am in many bodies.
Wait, you're always in many bodies, so can you take over, like, more than one body at once to do superheroing?
I am always in many bodies, but I am always focused in one body.
Okay, right, so you're in one body. What is the name of this body you're in right now?
This is the body of Michael Denning of Queens, New York. I chose him because he is close to you, to be on your show. But even though he is a little overweight, I could still use his body to fight crime, use my many birthday powers to fly, to use super strength, to punch things, to fight for the good of all man.
Right, right. Now, on that show, you were in a different body, obviously, because it was, I think, October at the time. But now, it's a different day. My understanding is you're different every day, but you seem pretty similar.
No, of course not. Every day I am different, because I embody a different day. Since today is March 16th, I am very concerned with achievement and must be careful not to let my self-absorption get in my way. But because I have such a highly attuned psychic awareness, I will be drawn onto a much more spiritual path. And today my lucky colors are darker green colors, hence the costume.
Yeah, no, I did notice your costume is a slightly different color.
Well, I have to wear the colors that are most auspicious for each day of my birthday.
Right, no, cause, yeah, birthday, so.
And I am extremely lucky today, because my lucky days are Saturday and Monday, and today is a Monday. My birthday's on a Monday.
Good.
But today my lucky numbers are 7, 16, 25, 34, 43, 52, 61, 70, and 79. I am a seeker of truth with a fine mind. I enjoy my solitude and must be careful of selfishness. My challenge in life is to maintain my independence without feeling isolated, which is why even if they don't let me onto the Earth Guard, I'm still going to make sure I'm a superhero and I save people and work for the good of all man.
Right. Good of all man. Right. Now, hold on. Let's talk about that just for a minute, shall we? Man. You say man a lot.
There are many men in this world. All of them are equally worthy of our protection. That's why I protect all man. Not just one, but all of them.
Right, no, good. And it's good to protect as many people as possible. Right. Yes, good. What I wanted to ask you about that, though, was the whole idea of women and what your deal is with women.
As the embodiment of the daily essence, I have no time for women in my life. They are a distraction I just cannot afford, lest I be unable to fulfill my destiny to protect all of man.
No, right, and I understand, and I can also understand that since you don't have, you know, a particular body, it would be difficult for you to maintain a relationship. I don't mean why don't you form a romantic entanglement with a woman.
You misunderstand me. I was not talking about romance either. What I mean is that I have dedicated myself to protecting all of man. That's a lot of people. If I were to try to protect women too, some men might get hurt. So I looked at them both and decided that man was the one who did all the good things in the world, while women at best just helped out, but mostly got in the way. If I can only save one of the two, it had better be man. After all, without man, no one would have walked on the moon. If it weren't for men, there would be no presidents of the United States of America yet. Without men, most Fortune 500 companies would have no CEOs. Where would we be then?
Okay, well, those are all fair points, in their way, but they seem to be neglecting another aspect of it.
What do you mean?
Well, what I was going to say was that those are true, but without women, right, there would be no birth at all.
Oh?
Yeah, no, yeah, there wouldn't. I'm pretty confident that there wouldn't, because, you know, women and men together have sex, and then there's a baby, and that's why there are men, for example. So without women, there would be no men, because that's where babies come from. That's why there are birthdays.
Don't be silly. Birthdays existed long before humankind. Of course. Even 100 million years ago, the daily essence of today meant that you could find satisfaction through success in business, science, religion, or anything related to research.
No, but without people, without man and woman, how could anybody find those things? Those things didn't exist.
Now you're talking nonsense. I know there are many planets.
Okay, oh, other planets, sure, yes, okay, other planets. But what I'm saying is, on other planets, are there not men and women?
I suppose there may be. I try not to concern myself with women, lest I have not time for men.
Right, okay. Let me just take it back again to the birth, the whole birth thing, because that seems to be the place where women are pretty essential to the life. Birth. You know birth, right?
Birth is what happens on birthdays.
Right, right. So you know about that. Okay, good, good. I didn't want to have to go into too much detail. Now, let me ask you, on that first birthday that someone shares with the world, not their first birthday, because that's the year later, but the day of their birth, the birthday, so to speak, right? The titular day of birth. There is a woman who is involved in that process who is fairly essential. Is she not?
I could not say.
You could not say?
I do not spend my time on that birthday. I tried it once. It was disgusting.
What?
There is much blood and goo, and sometimes poo. It is quite unpleasant, and sometimes you get hit. It made me cry quite a bit, and I was very unhappy. Since then, I have made an effort to only appear on fifth birthdays forward.
Right, okay, sure, but you experienced it once.
It was the worst experience of my life.
Okay, well, as people like to say, none of us ask to be born, but we are. The point is, women are kind of essential to that. And if no women gave birth, there would be no one to celebrate birthday.
And it is not right that women must have that power over us. I fight for the freedom of all man. And if that means I must liberate them from women, then so be it. I can dedicate myself to this effort. But it is unjust if women can say that they are responsible for men's births. If they think they can lord it over men just because some accident of nature gave them a womb, then they must be defeated. And as the embodiment of the daily essence, I think that I have that ability.
Now, wait, no. Hold on, why would you attack women? No, don't. I'm not saying that women are threatening men.
But if they try to claim credit for all of man's deeds, then they are trying to oppress men. What have women ever done for men? How has a woman served in, for example, politics, other than to take attention away from the male politicians, who should be rightfully serving?
No, now hold on.
Hillary Clinton tried to take attention away from Barack Obama, and it was very close. I almost had to take action. Thankfully, he defeated her.
All right, no, I don't think this is a good topic to keep talking about. Let's move on to something else. So, the Earth Guard. Mentioning the Earth Guard, there's a lot of women on the Earth Guard, so I don't know how you would get along with them if they were to let you on the Earth Guard.
If I were on the Earth Guard, I think that they would understand that I am the most powerful person on the Earth Guard, and they would have to respect me for that. As such, I imagine the women would stay out of my way. I would have no need of assistance from heroines such as Binary Girl or Voodoo Lady, nor would I crave to gaze upon the naked flesh of Peas Blossom. So knowing that they would be of no use, I'm sure they would keep it to themselves. Meanwhile, the noble men such as Mr. Fahrenheit and the Stallion would welcome me into their ranks, and I would stand side by side with them in the hallowed halls of the history of mankind.
Well, good. That's a good thought. So you think you have a good chance of being selected as a member of the Earth Guard?
Of course I do. I am Birthday Boy, the embodiment of the daily essence.
Right, yes, right.
Any other applicant for Earth Guard membership has a birthday, and therefore, on their day of birth, I could be them. Having me on the Earth Guard would be like having every person on Earth on the Earth Guard, for only one day of the year. But still, that would certainly be better than just having one more person for every day of the year, wouldn't it?
Well, I'm not exactly sure how the math works out on that, but I'm sure the Stallion and the other members of the Earth Guard will factor that in as they calculate. So, thank you for being on the show, Birthday Boy. I do appreciate it.
And thank you, Frank Allen, for having me on the show. As Birthday Boy, I do not go on many shows, but I would like to be on more shows. Perhaps you could interview me next week. I could be in the body of someone whose birthday was on March 23rd.
No, it's good of you to offer, but I don't think we would want to have it be a Birthday Boy interview every week.
But I would be completely different every week. On March 23rd, I would be curious, like change, and have a way with words. I would be sensual and love to taste all of life. My lucky numbers...
No, I'm sorry. Thank you for being on the show, and I do greatly appreciate it. I do. But I don't think we want to have you on next week. But it was very good of you to be on.
Well, all right, if you say so. But it is your loss, Frank Allen. I am the cosmic personification of birthdays. Therefore, I am as interesting as every person whose birthday it is combined.
Well, maybe on my birthday we can have you on, but we'll see. For now, I think we're good with this interview.
All right. It was my pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much. This has been a Frank Allen interview with Frank Allen. And
hi, what's going on here? Why am I in this apartment?
Okay. Who are you? All right. I'm Frank Allen. Hi. You did an interview. Listen, everybody, thanks for listening. I'll be back hopefully in 2 weeks.
What are you listening to?
I'll tell you in a minute. Good night.